Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Paul Mirsky back on the show. Paul is Executive Vice President and Chief Economist for Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, ICBA.org, an organization that I've been telling you about for, well, since I started doing my show. They represent community banks, small Main Street banks. The people that I am proud to say I'm a champion of. And I'm proud to also say that if it weren't for Community Bank, I wouldn't be here right now, because they believed in me when other banks wouldn't have. There were times, Paul, when my Community Bank believed in me when I wasn't sure I believed in myself. What do you think?
Well, that's what community banks do. They invest in people and invest in their communities, because it's a relationship by building the communities. If you do well by your customers and the customers do well, the bank does well. So
yeah,
it all works very well together.
It's exactly right. As I'd like to point out, the American economy was founded by two primary groups: small business owners, farmers, ranchers, and the community banks that they founded as America populated across, as manifest destiny manifested itself across the continent. Businesses popped up, and then community banks popped up, and America has those two groups to thank for what we have right now financially. What do you think, Paul?
Absolutely. Small business is the cornerstone of what built Main Street, built America, built communities. And if you look at what was on every corner in Main Street, was a community bank to help finance the growth of communities, and mm-hmm. they reinvest back in their communities. So absolutely, that's where.
So
until this day, you mentioned farmers and ranchers, community mm-hmm. banks are huge, probably do 70-80% of all the agriculture lending.
Yep, and 60% of all loans. So therefore, now that we've established the import of community banks, and their relationship with small businesses, the half of the economy, it makes sense that the monetary policy folks, the Fed, would have some kind of representation from that sector of the financial industry, and now it looks like they're going to have that, right? Paul, tell us about this.
Well, we would hope so. We're trying to get a law passed to put it in statute that the Federal Reserve Board, which has a huge impact on the economy and credit and lending, should have one member at least on its board that represents the community banking sector. And that's because community banks are the vast majority of banks around the nation. There's virtually 7,000 community banks. They do 50-60% of all small business lending, and with that type of influence on what happens to credit in our economy, someone from the community banking background should be on the Federal Reserve Board, and we want to put that in statute. There's already rules in place in the Federal Reserve Act that the board members have to be from different parts of the country. They have to represent agriculture and other interests. So it only makes perfect sense to have someone on the Federal Reserve Board and make that a requirement that they have experience in the community banking sector.
Right, right. And so that's in an amendment, right, in the Senate now?
Absolutely. There was a bill introduced by Senator Vitter from Louisiana, and mm-hmm. then in a recent different bill, it was attached as an amendment and passed unanimously to include a community bank experienced person on the Fed board, made that a requirement, and that passed the full Senate.
So that would mean that one of the five governors would have to be an independent community banker, because the other 12, the other makeup of the Fed are the, is that what we're talking about? We're talking about the Fed, the 19 members of the Fed board, right?
Right, the board of the Federal Reserve,
right.
And the governors, one of them would have to
one of the five.
Someone
yeah.
with community bank
yeah.
experience. And over the years, there have been Fed board governors with
mm-hmm.
community bank experience from the community banking background,
right.
But it wasn't a requirement.
Right.
And currently, the Fed doesn't have anyone on there.
And the important part about it being a member of the board of the governors, folks, is they're always voting members. The presidents rotate. The president of 12 banks rotate, but the chairman, the vice chairman, and the five governors always vote. And that's an important distinction. Paul Mirsky and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.